You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Now, if he would make a 70-yard field goal, or which would set the record, of course, even though we've seen it done in the preseason, that would make him a hero in the eyes of the NFL and Ravens fans. And a new segment here, Vinny Haney and Nolan, is Heroes of the Week in the National Football League. Doesn't have to align with what the NFL officially chooses to be as their guy. And, hey, and if the special teams player has a monster game, then we can throw him into whatever category we want. But it's offense, defense, and rookie. So we'll start with offense. Vinny Serrato, who's your Week 2 hero of the week?
I got Malik Nabers, 9 for 167, 2 touchdowns, long of 48, 13 targets. I mean, he made some really nice catches, you know, on a few of those punt balls that Russ Wilson was throwing.
And the one at the end of, well, near the end of regulation looked like it was going to be the game-winning touch.
That's when the DB had his hands in his eyes, covering his eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about giving it just to Wilson himself for that turn back the clock performance, but I'm going to go with another gunslinging quarterback. Let's go with Jared Goff here. You know, he was the winner, whereas Russell Wilson lost that game, so I'll give the edge to Goff here. Extremely efficient, 23 of 28, 334 yards, 5 touchdowns, all while taking down his former OC. So a little bit of a revenge sweetener there. Jared Goff sorting out some of the issues he had in Week 1.
I'm going to go with former first-round draft pick Mac Jones, San Francisco 49ers, in for Brock Purdy last week, this week, and for the foreseeable future. 26 of 39, 3 touchdown passes as San Francisco outlasted the New Orleans Saints. Mac Jones on his third team since he was drafted by the Patriots. Remember last year, kind of a pine rider, now in San Fran, taking over the reins for an injured guy and, you know, looked like the rookie Mac Jones last week against the Saints. You're a defensive hero of the week.
Mine defensive hero is right here, Roquan Smith. 15 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 2 quarterback hits, 1 fumble recovery for a touchdown. What a bad day at the office.
Vinny, I'm right there with you. I mean, you call us homers, call us whatever. I went with Roquan as well. I mean, there's a lot of people calling that the best game he's ever played as a Raven. I don't know if I'd go that far, but it certainly stands out as his best in quite a while. I think it was better than pretty much any performance he had last year.
Agree.
And look, the NFL agrees. The awards are out. He is the AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
And rightfully so. I'm going to think outside the box, go to the NFC, a guy that's going to be in Baltimore on Monday night. Brian Branch, safety for the Lions. 6 tackles, a sack, pass defense, 2 quarterback hits as he made his presence felt. We talk about the best safety in the NFL is Kyle Hamilton. I mean, Brian Branch certainly deserves to be in the conversation. So Brian Branch, who the Ravens are obviously going to be aware of on the field starting at 8:15 down at M&T. It's a blackout, or darkness falls, I should say. So the Ravens are wearing all black, so dress accordingly for the contest. Brian Branch is going to be a guy that Todd Monken is certainly going to be keeping an eye on here. Rookie hero of the week.
All right, mine is a 28-year-old rookie, Parker Romo. Who's that? It's the kicker for the Falcons, who went 5 for 5 with a long of 54. And, you know, 1 for 1 on PATs, and the Falcons beat the Vikings 22-6, and he was responsible for 16 points.
Yeah, maybe saying bye to young Hay out there in Atlanta. Nolan?
Let's go out to Carolina here. Rookie wide receiver Tetairoa McMillan. Had to practice that one in the mirror this morning, that name. But Bryce Young, look, he's been looking this way, or the rookie's way, quite a bit through 2 weeks, but this was maybe his first breakout game, if you will. 100 yards on the afternoon, had 3 catches of 20-plus yards, and a 40-yard gain as well. Still looking for the end zone in his career, but maybe the true wideout option that Bryce Young has been searching for.
Well, Nolan, that's who I went with as well. It was a losing outing by Carolina, who made a spirited comeback against the Cardinals to get back into that game. How about Hunter Renfrow with a couple of touchdowns in that one? But McMillan, he looks like a keeper for them. I mean, they have your number one overall pick in Bryce Young. I guess jury's still out. McMillan, Chuba Hubbard, I mean, they're workable pieces. They're still, I don't want to.
I mean, he's been
more than they are. He's a stud. Let's go with that.
But for Young, I mean, look, he hasn't been great in his career. There's been some slight improvements at the end of last year, but he never really had great weapons around him. I mean, Hubbard's a good running back, but in terms of receiving options, I mean, he's been throwing to Adam Thielen the past couple of years. I mean, it's fine. It's a fine veteran, maybe as a three. But this kid's never had a true number one wideout at his disposal that a lot of other teams have given to their young quarterbacks.
You didn't like Deontay Johnson when he was there?
I don't think Deontay Johnson liked it there.
Anyway, that's our heroes for week two of the National Football League season of 25. We'll come back, count some midweek dough, hopefully buy or sell, talk about sports subjects, talk Orioles. 11 games left in the season, mathematically eliminated yesterday from the postseason, Jim Hunter. And then we got your American League East report and beyond. A couple of crazy games last night with possible playoff ramifications. NFL lunch at 1. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, preview week three of this National Football League season with him, and then Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens defense. And it was too easy for him, or was it?
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.